Dusty Show.
Silicon at a depth of 10,000 feet.
All right.
His gastric bladder distended as the air escapes into the depths and explodes. A nitrogen plume of pure energy. The Dusty Show, Fabio. This is the worst sounding cassette sonic disaster ever. I have no confidence. The bubbles rising to the surface of the ocean, the nitrogen exploding in starbursts of wonderful splendor. The other fish scrambling for safety amongst the corals while the sharks feed in frenzy, never fearing the coelacanth below.
You should just do this for the next hour.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, just keep going.
Coelacanth below. Had hoped to avoid us for 10,000 years. We'd marked him as extinct. There he was on the bottom, shifting in the sands, half submerged as octopi and squid, giant squid floating by, pecking him with their beaks, staining him with their inks. The coelacanth lives. Other fish died. A shortage of krill, the whales, the last of them at SeaWorld, meeting their fate now, calves separated from mothers at birth and suffering, sending out sonic distress signals, bouncing off concrete aquamarine walls as the thinning crowds clap wanly, weakly, not knowing whether they like it or not. Let's go feed the dolphins, honey, the dolphins. And so they feed tiny fish to the dolphins and repair to the hotel in Kissimmee. Tomorrow it's the Epcot Center, the environmentally perfect city of tomorrow, and the next day Busch Gardens to see the Dick Dicks, and then on over the Sunshine Skyway Bridge for cocktails with Greg Allman, reunited with Dickie Betts in Sarasota, and there's Charcel Twinkle, former VH1 host, and then on to Naples. People have all that money. Enough money to get Grindr Switch back together. It's a complete reassemblage of the old Capricorn record staff, the Aquarium Rescue Unit, and White Witch, and Greg Allman leading them all with a perfect version of Dreams. And they all gave a toast to Danny Joe Brown, who died years before, and the Leonard Skinner members who had perished, the Southern Rockers. Elvin Bishop was there playing an acoustic guitar on the rocks and being roundly ignored by all, saying, "Why? Why wasn't I given the amount of attention that you were?" And then my singer joins Jefferson Starship and achieves hit after hit. "I hate you, Mickey Thomas." Elvin Bishop sitting on a bale of hay. And off to Miami, where Harry Casey is assembling his disco herd, his Glade Records imprint, subprint, subsection. "Timmy Thomas, why can't we all live together? Soon we'll be going to Cuba to open the first McDonald's. We'll be building condominiums. And the prisoners of Guantanamo remain in their cages, never tried. Remaining Obama never followed through. Ted Cruz is running. He's running now. He's running now at Marfa, across the flatlands, to an art display. Ted Cruz, who'd have thought it, a fan of Chicago's Jim Nutt, the wonderful painter, more to Ted Cruz than you ever imagine. He was called very promising at Harvard. He's the new Galileo. And ye who believe in climate change are the flat earthers. Ted Cruz rising the Koch brothers. Scott Walker reversing his decision today, reversing his POV. Let the immigrants in, Scott Walker says. I see a path to victory. Does it matter what I say as long as victory is achieved? And my masters are served, and their billions roll in as they always do. Fabio, I'm running out of steam."
That was brilliant stream of consciousness. I loved it. And so did a lot of the listeners. They're really digging it. Yeah, that was excellent.
Thank you, Fabio.
Excellent. You did that for like 3 or 4 minutes at least. Yeah.
That's the easy stuff.
That's the easy
this
stuff.
This is the hard stuff.
What?
This just talking, man.
Just talking. Revealing. Come on. Come on. That was great.
Thanks, Fabio.
Yeah. All right. Shall I play your cassette?
Yeah, just play that thing. It doesn't sound that good, but then we'll figure something out. It's 7 minutes, and then I got records.
Here we go.
We can talk marathon and hang out, take calls.
Very good.
I am the victor, but you do not cheer me. I am the holy dove, whom you will slay. I am your life, but if you will not name me, seal up your soul with tears and never blame me.
I believe in the power of millions of courageous conservatives rising up to reignite the promise of America. And that is why today I am announcing that I'm running for President of the United States.
Right after the race about not giving up, and something you had said to your own kids about that.
This is quite true. You know, I've had my children before, and they'll start a project, and they'll want to give up. And like I said earlier, I said, this is what's wrong with the world today. So many people will start, you know, beautiful projects, and if things don't work out just right, they want to give up. And I've always said you can never be a winner when you want to be a quitter. And I think that's what made us as successful as we have been in racing, or whatever we've tried, so we'd never give up.
chipmunks. I want to see the 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 chipmunks.
At that time, a very wise judge named Samuel governed the nation of Israel, but the people wanted a king, such as the neighboring countries had. So Samuel called together all the tribes, and in the presence of them all, he anointed Saul's head with oil, saying,
"You are the one whom God has chosen to reign over Israel."
Sometime after that, Nahash, the leader of the Ammonites, besieged the town of Jabesh in Gilead.
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal a sin-sick soul. If you can preach like Peter, if you can pray like Paul, go home and tell your neighbor, he died to save us all. There is a bomb.
What's that, Snoop?
I don't know. It sounds like a rerun of World War II.
Pigeon with you. Welcome to the Dusty Show, everybody. I'm glad you could be here. Fabio's hanging out. He's taking care of some things he had to do when his show ended. It's already 15 after 6 here in Jersey City. Very warm, too, outside today. Maybe 20 degrees, at least 15 warmer than yesterday. It's a slow and coming, but it's coming. Spring. I guess technically it's actually here. But it still feels a little cool. Fabio, you gotta help me out here. Wait, let me turn you up. You there?
Yes.
I gotta thank a few extra people. First of all, thanks everybody who pledged during Marathon. Dusty Show listeners, thanks for helping me make the goal here and for helping FMU eventually reach its goal. 32 hours, I guess, after the marathon. Yeah, but still.
It usually happens that way that, you know, we get sort of close and then we're off by like, you know, a few thousand, whatever it is. And then a couple of days later, it all sort of comes together. It happens quite often that way. I don't know why, but it just does. I'm off by like, 1% or something. I didn't quite make it. But hey, that's how it goes.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, well, they can.
But
still,
I was really close.
They should still pledge. Pledge to Fabio.
Whatever.
Get him over the edge.
I'm not trying to, like, you know, get them.
I know you're in the
to feel bad.
That's not you. I was begging on social media.
Well,
just groveling.
Yeah.
Last weekend.
Well, you know, your ego needs stroking, and we understand that.
There's
okay.
A few additional people I want to thank from Marathon that did pledge later on. Anna in Philadelphia, William in Denmark, John in Chula Vista, California.
Chula Vista.
Yeah. Like Todd that. In Danbury, Connecticut. Dan in Brooklyn, New York. Michael in New York City. Christopher in Montclair, New Jersey. Neil in Brooklyn. Judith in Brooklyn. Julie, our own Julie in New York. Thanks, Julie. I appreciate that.
All right.
Kathleen in Williamsburg, Virginia. Adam. Actually, my buddy Adam in New York. Thanks, Adam. Joe Pop, too. I'm going to say his last name. Joe Pop is an old friend of mine from Florida who lives up here now, and he's going to start a 50-state motorcycle tour and play a gig in every state.
50-state motorcycle tour?
And document it.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a really, really great guy.
Joe Pop. That's ambitious.
I want to get him on and talk about it. Nancy in Minneapolis, Harry in Hillsdale, New Jersey, and Matthew in Durham, North Carolina, all with nice pledges that help the Dusty Show make its goal. Thanks so much, everybody.
Yeah.
Man, I'm discombobulated, Fabio.
Yeah, it's been a weird week after the marathon, for sure.
But good. I mean,
it's good. It's definitely good. But I think it just drains us. I think this is true of many DJs here, that once the marathon is over, it's like they suck the life out of us. It's really like draining doing that.
I'd love to hear some listener comments about a marathon. What you thought of it, or your memories. What was your favorite thing about marathon, or talk about Ted Cruz or the airline disaster.
I like your take on I'm in You. That was fun.
I went a little too far, though.
No, it was good. I knew you would do that, so that was good.
And I kissed Scott Williams.
I saw that, yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but I
saw
that.
It was very
natural. Well, you know, you have these tendencies.
I will kiss you, Mother Earth. And there he was. And he was Mother Earth.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it. You know, open up to your other side, you know, your feminine side.
I'm pretty open to it, Fabio. We do have a phone. Hey, we're back in Studio A.
Yes.
201.
Thanks to our listeners, by the way. Thanks to our listeners, we're back in the studio, back in the saddle, and we're doing our regular thing.
And thanks to... You know, it's been said so many times by now, but I guess
we can't say it enough.
The volunteers, the food people, the administrative staff.
Yeah. No, it's
the band.
There are so many people.
The
that
volunteers.
Really,
it was really fun, though. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's hard work getting those premiums together.
Definitely.
Yeah, mine's so good this year.
Huh?
It's so good.
What is yours this
CC7.
Year?
CC7.
Oh. Volume 7.
I love it, man. I'm going to give you one.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, did you get your car?
It's outside.
Do you like it? You got a newer one?
You'll see it in a few minutes.
Awesome,
when your show is
that
done.
That means you like it.
I do. I'm much happier now because my old car was a total bomb, man. It was done.
Did you get the Maserati?
Yeah, I wish. Maserati. A Lamborghini. Maserati is too déclassé, you know, for me. I'm more of a Lamborghini kind of guy.
Hey, we got no calls.
Well, you didn't tell them the number.
Did they make the Hurricane?
Huh?
The Hurricane?
No, I don't think so.
One of those two did. It's just beautiful. It's like $250,000.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's typical. Yeah. I don't know the more current Lamborghinis, but they were amazing. They are amazing looking cars. Really gorgeous. 201-200-9368. Oh, no. Sorry. It's 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368.
They're not going to call.
Yes, they are. They love you, man.
That's not it. I mean, that's nothing personal. They're tired, too.
they're tired of listening to you.
Damn music. Hey, man, you wouldn't stay, though. See, if I start playing records, you'll leave, because if you can't talk,
Well, the thing is, the records that you play, you know, I'm just not so into them, frankly.
I got some. I was going to do the full-on...
What
interview type show this week? Get out
with
of it.
Who?
It's been too cold.
It's been cold. And but then, now it's warming up.
Today. Yeah. But I feel like I like to come out hot after marathon.
Oh, you'll do it next week.
Because obviously.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
Yeah, you know. And look at this phone.
120.
Stare at it.
Call the Dusty Show, ladies and gentlemen. Now's your chance to get on the air, 201-209-9368, and interact with your hero.
No more calls.
Clay Pigeon.
Hey,
leave it there. Somebody's going to call, I'm telling you. 201-209-9368. Your stream of consciousness monologue was excellent, by the way. And that was good. You should consider doing more of those at some point. I mean, I know it was off the cuff, but it was good.
Thank you, Fabio.
Okay, I guess they're not calling, so it's time to put on a record.
All right, let's do it. This is in your honor.
What? Oh, this is the soft machine?
Yeah.
It
feels like marathon.
It does. It does.
We're giving out the phone number.
We got to give out the phone number because we don't have any calls here.
They probably think we want them to pledge.
Yeah, right. We want them to call.
Online.
Call the Dusty Show right now.
This record's getting too scratchy. I can't take that. Hold on.
It's all right. This turntable has a hum in it.
Yeah, no, number three is bad.
Yeah, there's a hum. I left a note for Scott. There's some problem. Someone called just as soon as you played the record before. That was really messed up.
Let's try. Do it on purpose.
Gotta do it again. 201. There it is. See?
There it is.
There it is.
We dive for it. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hey, great performance Sunday night.
Thank you, man. Who's this?
Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. What's going on?
Not much. I'm so glad y'all made it. You know, it's interesting. I love the marathon, where it's most other radio stations, when they have a marathon, it's kind of a drag.
Yeah.
But the FMU one, I think it's partly the way the DJs team up, and I don't know, you see a different side of the personality or something.
A dark side? I'm just joking.
No.
Did you pledge, Tommy?
Of course.
Yeah.
Who did you pledge to?
No, you don't.
It doesn't, because I pledge to different people every year.
See, Clay Pigeon needs to know this because his ego can't handle it if you didn't pledge to his show.
I have pledged to his show before.
Okay, good.
But I think this year I wanted to give some love to the late night people.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Because they don't get much.
Yeah, it's tough doing the overnights. I did it myself. It's really, that's a rough time slot to be in as far as the marathon is concerned.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Tommy.
You should do that next year.
I love it. What about Ted Cruz?
He won't be the nominee. It's a joke.
Jeb Bush.
Like most liberals, we wish he were the nominee.
Do you like Obama?
Yes, very much. Except for the Pacific Trade Partnership.
Yeah, and Hillary likes that too.
Yeah.
Why are they doing that, Tommy? Explain it to the listeners.
Well, they're both partly compromised, you know, but they're better than the Republicans who are insane.
Can we ever wrest the government back from?
Only if we get the money out of it.
That's what I mean. Can that ever happen? Is it too far gone?
Well, I think it would take sort of a revolution, don't you?
I mean, well, I think the
Supreme Court's in on this now, so who can you depend on, you know?
Well, I think if they eliminate lobbying for starters, that would be a big help, you know.
They should just say no campaign contribution.
Well, that's the other
thing. If you're running for office, you know, the media will find out about it and, you know.
Yeah.
And you'll get advertisement that way, and people have to vote for somebody.
Right.
What's your hometown?
I live in Neversink, New York.
Where?
Neversink.
Neversink.
Where is that?
It's about 100 miles northwest of the city.
Wow.
It's Neversink is one of the reservoirs that feeds the city's water.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I don't know that town.
Sullivan County.
Oh, okay.
Sullivan County.
But you seem to have a southern accent.
Well, no, I'm originally from North Carolina.
Ah, okay. All right.
I lived in the city about 30 years, and I moved up here about 5 years ago.
Are you from Greenville?
No, more near Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem. Do you get back down there?
Not very much. It's my maybe every couple of years.
Do you sing at all?
I do out of necessity. I can't really.
You got a nice baritone.
I'm a musician. I play piano.
Can you sing?
My country, 'tis of thee.
I think your voice would be good for that. Can you try it?
You really don't want me to.
No, really, just that line.
I'll yell out the window, I love FMU.
Will you yell out the window, my country, 'tis of thee, WFMU?
Yeah, but you know, no one will hear me. I'm in the sticks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm done with you, man.
Oh, my God.
This is how it goes around here.
I can't think of the nicest guy at FMU.
I can't think of.
Yeah, he turns on you real quick, you know. This is how it is. Yeah. I have to deal with this every week.
Hey, man, can you name insects as I slowly turn you down?
Insects?
Yeah.
Praying mantis. Red ants, brown ants, roaches, which I no longer have since I live up here now, spiders. I assume I'm no longer on
them. He hung up. He said, I heard him say, I assume I'm no longer on.
Have you ever, there's another call.
Oh.
I want to play a song, though. So let's, I'm so out of it, man.
You're doing fine.
I don't know, I'm not doing that good.
No, you are. Doing excellent.
This is, I'm sure you've seen this album, Maxell Rock.
Oh, yeah. It was one of those promotional items.
Maxell Rock Sampler.
What's on it?
All kinds of stuff. I like records like this if they have one song that you just don't find. Genesis is on here.
What year is it?
Alan Parsons, 1979, RCA Special Products.
Yeah.
Triumph. Oh, man, that's a good song. Why am I not playing that? The Straubs. And there's a Starbuck.
What?
Moonlight Feels Right. There's a Starbuck track on here that's not Moonlight Feels Right.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but hey.
Anybody there?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
My name is Michael.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's up tonight?
Well, I had in mind I was going to be churlish, like, not really enjoying the show.
I know.
But you know, why be rude?
But you let me know anyway in no certain terms.
Well, I hope that, you know, eased the sting a bit, because I came, you know, not out of anger, just out of resignation.
You're just resigned that it's going to suck today?
Yeah, you know?
I know, man. I'm losing it.
No.
My confidence
is
slipping.
But just don't, you don't have to believe that.
Yeah. Don't you ever, do you get tired of yourself?
Oh, your own, all the time.
Your
I
own
find myself
voice.
Super exhausting.
Yeah, I've been feeling that.
Yeah.
You just get sick of yourself.
I could see getting sick of you.
But what about you? You always like yourself every day, Bobby?
No.
You can empathize completely.
No. I hear my voice, my jokes, the things I've been saying for 10 years.
Oh, no, I can become extremely unpleasant and, you know, despicable to myself, you know, and probably to other people.
What was that movie with Alex Karras as Cowboy?
What?
Was it FM?
Cowboy.
Yeah, he was like this DJ that... He knew he was going to get fired. He'd been around forever, and he was kind of in a slump. And
I saw that movie, FM, but I don't remember it at all. It was like back in the 70s, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty old.
I don't, yeah.
Hey, caller?
I'm growing moss over here. I'm so bored. I talk of this FM,
my
whatever that is.
Nightmare, Fabio.
It's good.
I knew it
it's
all week.
Look, but think of the alternative, right? Like people tuning into this are wondering, what is this about, right? What they could be listening to, I don't know, Rihanna on some like mainstream station, but this is like real life. People get bored and we're presenting it on the air.
We're causing it.
Yeah. If you have nothing to say, say it on the radio.
What do you guys, what do you want to say to the listeners, man?
I'm saying I'm proud of you for supporting something clearly mediocre, because that comes from a place of deep nicety and comedy.
What part of it is
He's
mediocre?
Passive-aggressive.
Wait. What part of this is a mediocre?
Do you not remember the first 30 seconds of this conversation where I said it sucks?
Okay. All right. I get you now. Okay. Very good.
Dude. Shove it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take that.
All right, man.
Thank you very much.
Oh. Okay.
Excellent.
Okay, Fabio,
I'm done.
I'm done with you. I'm done with this calls.
Oh, yeah? You want me to leave now?
I'm just going to play music. I am. I got a pocket full of 45s, and I'm going to jam them right to the top of the hour. I'm just
you're
I'm
done.
Not with it.
You're sort of unhappy with yourself.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah? Did you have any of those jazz cigarettes before you came in?
No.
No. Well, maybe that's the problem. You didn't have one. You need one.
It's postpartum. Letdown.
Postpartum.
Post-marathon. Calm down, man.
Yeah, but it doesn't last a whole week, does it?
Mine, I'm happy about everything.
Why are you so,
but
like,
there's so much
manic
happy,
depressive, man?
I don't know,
what is,
man.
What's the deal? How does your wife deal with this? I mean, I'd want to strangle you. If I had to live with it.
Jeez, you're so honest. What's it all for, man?
We got to keep the listeners happy.
What's it all for? We
got a job here to do. And you're doing a good job. I don't know what you're complaining about.
This is from that Maxell record. Omaha Sheriff. I just like their name.
That's the band's name?
Yeah. You've never heard of them, have you? Omaha Sheriff. On the Dusty Show, what's it all for?
What's this corneal line that you're giving me? Let it take you long to find something to stick me with.
These are the Stones, Child of the Moon, on the Dusty Show. Thanks for being out there, you guys. I appreciate it. Sally. V Priceless, Bridget, Jake, G, all you guys on the ACU, my buddies, my friends, thank you. I love you guys. Polyus, Thomas. You're very patient. I like the Stones, huh? I don't even know. Is this Satanic Majesties? It's such an old 45, I don't even know. Running out of time. I love this album back in the day. I still do. The first Foghat album, the debut. This is Sara Lee. Foghat. Some Dave Peverett, he died, the singer. EFD likes the hat.
And there's no doubt, 'cause I checked it out. You've been
double crossing me. Yeah, baby. Again. Hey, Huda, I did get your Eskimo and seal carved in stone. Thank you for that nice gift. I think I thanked you a while back. You probably didn't hear it. I remember doing it on the air. Andy Fraser died from Free, the bass player. And I kind of, my gateway to Andy Fraser was a record I found when I was 14 by a band called Sharks with Chris Spedding. I've played that to death on the Dusty Show. This is from a compilation called Friends on A&M Records, a song by Free. It was a... Oh, jeez. Nothing like a guy dying and starting his record on 45. I can't take it. I can't take it. Hold on. All right. Let's try again. This is Free with I'll Be Creepin' on The Dusty Show. Listen to Andy Fraser's cool bass. He had AIDS, and it killed him at 62, finally. Is that right? It's a shame, man.
Take my advice. Opportunity, baby. Never knocks twice. If you're trying to fool me, baby, don't play around. 'Cause when I get to your baby, I won't make no sound. Yeah. 'Cause I'll be creeping. Ooh, I'll be creeping, maybe. I hold you in my heart like nobody else. When I know we're
with Paul Rogers. Like he needs my help. Sing it, Paul. Paul Kossoff. We lost him too. Turning it up, baby. Imagine opening up your mouth and that sound comes out. Holy Toledo. I wish I could sing like Paul Rogers and dress like him. I mean, he does have some fashion limitations. Maybe that's why Adam Lambert is in Queen. But it should have been Justin Hawkins. Hey, you know, I played Brittany Fox to death. Look at Fabio, you're so ready. I played Brittany Fox to death.
You did?
So I'm going to play this Grand Funk song, and then I'm going to retire it for a while. I'm Your Captain.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then I have a couple of minutes at the end to talk, but I want to keep this late 60s, early 70s, into the 70s kind of vibe going. It feels so good today. I love this stuff, Fabio.
Okay.
Listen to Don Brewer. Now he's a jerk. He won't let Mark back in the band. Or Mel. Mel's the nice guy. Mark went all Christian and right-wing.
Yeah, Christian
but they need to get together, though. Because it's bigger than all
can
of
I
that.
Can I say something about the opening?
No, because he's going to start singing soon. Go ahead. And let's sit.
No.
You'll say it at the end.
Yeah.
I'm cutting you off,
okay.
Man.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody, listen to me and return me my ship. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. Though I'm feeling mighty sick, I've been lost now, days uncounted, and it's months since I've seen home. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Or am I all alone?
sits a lonely Fabio.
That opening guitar lick, the very beginning of the song.
Are you going to come in and say they ripped off the Monkees?
I didn't say they're going to rip off. You know, they borrowed something. You know, musicians borrow from each other all the time.
What that tambourine does, Bob, for the production, just one simple thing.
The Monkees did that too.
And they come over there and punch
it's like
you in the
pleasant
neck.
like a another Pleasant Valley Sunday or something.
Flashing back, man. I had such a good time.
You're having a flashback?
I don't want it to end. That's the problem.
You're having a flashback?
Pledge now. 201-209-9368. Volunteers are standing by. Fabio's here. WFMU.org. Do it online. But pledge now. We're almost there. We've almost reached our goal, Fabio. Fabio, you like their version of Gimme Shelter.
I do.
Yeah, but you don't like this? This is such a great song.
I grew up with it just like you. I'm just tired of that stuff.
You're tired of it.
Yeah.
Now you want...
What's Magasco's
song? Da-da-da-da.
Trio.
You know, that Toss song? I told him, toss that thing in the East River, Magasco. I love Joe Magasco. More than you.
How do you know? How do you know what I'm thinking about Joe Magasco?
I love you. That hurt your feelings.
No, not at all.
I see it. I see the pain.
There's no pain.
My brother wrote, he said, you and that guy Fabio are great.
Uh-huh.
And I just, it was like, and I know what it meant.
Yeah.
On your own, you're not so good.
You mean you
yeah,
on your own.
But with you.
You're much better.
You complete. Me.
I like the strings on this.
Shut up. You had me at hello. You like the strings.
Yeah.
You would. Not the meat and potatoes. You like the frill. The top frill.
Well, you know, the thing is, you can't have the foreground without the background.
But listen to Shocker's bass. It's thick, man.
It is, yeah.
He's got bridge cables
on that
thing.
It's a good production. I'm not denying that.
Terry Knight.
I'm not denying the production quality.
I don't want this show
to end. I just don't need to listen to it again.
That hurt me.
No, I mean, it's fine. I just
I'm turning you down. You're back up.
Oh, man. Hey, it's almost the end of your gig here.
It is almost time for Hardy White.
My friends, no, no bother. I just bubble and I try and make poor people life harder. I'm brother.
I love this Metro, it's called.
Babylon.
It's great.
Is this like digital reggae or something?
I don't know. Whatever it is, man. The artist is called Metro.
Ladies and gentlemen, Clay Pigeon is really bopping to this.
He's talking about marijuana. And the cop guns. Metro. sirens. I love this. What kind of music is this, Fabio?
It's some kind of reggae.
Is it dancehall? What is it? See, I don't know all the categories. Hold on. So awesome.
It's like digital reggae. There's like this whole digital thing that they do.
But those studio cats down there know what they're doing.
Some of them.
Or in New York they might have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know one of those guys that he has his own studio, produces stuff. He's really deep into this stuff.
I'm going to let this play for a minute. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU. This is Clay Pigeon. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Dusty Show. Hardy White is next with a heap and helping. A Miracle Nutrition. Fabio, we'll see you next week.
Okay.
All right, my
see
friend.
Ya.
Until then,
bye.
Take care. And always remember. Well, and for me goose, but say, boy, give me this. Me push down the phone and cut out with it. You know me granny struggle with market basket. I make sure I move them with them big pockets. Part for the out there and I walking at the sun. I hustle and I juggle and police are on your dung. Metro, them a come, them a come. People a pack up them goods and I run. Part for the out there and I walking at the sun. I hustle and I juggle and police are on your dung. Metro, them a come, them a come. People a pack up them goods and I run. Full time for Babylon, no way. Low out, poor people picking it. Them tech where we go to, we have to pay for get it. People, this make me hungry. This one upon me, hungry, I kill me. Them tech where we go to, now who fight me. It's like they want me start move like John Gotti. Now the juggling and start make some up. Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, my friend, as we travel together like passengers on a commuter jet to nowhere, talking about nothing in particular for no time at all. Let's meet briefly at the baggage claim and acknowledge our mutual baggage and let one another near the belt when our bag comes round. And wish each other a good journey, never to see each other again. Oh, my friends, I want to share with you a story. The story of a trip I thought I took. I had to go to New Jersey to WFMU to do my show live on the air for the marathon and also to perform a live show in front of friends. A live audience. I thought I went, but when I returned, I realized that I had imagined the entire trip. It was, in fact, a dream journey. And today, I would like to tell you that story so that I can point out the clues that gave it away that it was, in fact, a dream and not reality. A lot of times we'll go on trips and we think we've been there, and then we'll share the experience with friends, and oh, the embarrassment of false memories. So if I recount this journey to you, perhaps it will help you not make the same mistake. The first clue that I was in fact dreaming was when I was let off at the airport at Lexington, Kentucky. I don't remember how I got there. I just remember I was standing on the curb with my bags. Now, I always carry a very soft duffel bag, so I don't have to check it. I can put it in the overhead bins. And I carry my backpack, which I don't really have anything to fill, so I stuff it full of books I'm never going to read, things I'm never going to use, pens, 50 pens, 40 crossword puzzles, comic books, other books, my, what's the electronic one, the Kindle. All that's in there. Cords. Things written on pieces of paper that I'll never need. Stamps. Don't know why I brought stamps. Thought I was going to mail something. Maybe I could mail myself there. That would save some time, wouldn't it? Lack of oxygen, though, in those boxes. So I entered the airport, and these days you don't even have to speak to somebody if you don't want. You just have a little code, and you press it in to a machine, and the machine gives you your boarding pass, and it tells you, okay, go to this gate. Now, at very small airports, it's hilarious because there's usually only one or two gates. So I went up to the security there, and I prepared to partially disrobe.
I took off my overcoat. I took off my other coat. I took off my lace-up boots, which I chose to wear for some reason. I took off my 10-foot-long Sikh turban. No, I didn't. That would have been a pain to get back on. You don't see that a lot. People go, I've got to rewrap my entire turban. And a lot of those is a long piece of cloth like that. So I didn't have that, really. But I did have those darn lace-up boots. But I took everything off, and I put them all into the individual cafeteria dish containers that they give you. You normally put your, after you scrape your buffet plate, but this you just put your possessions in and everything. Empty your pockets, take off everything, take your wallet, put it in there, give it to a stranger, and they stick it in a machine and look and x-ray it in case your wallet has cancer. So I disrobed, I walked through, I did the thing where you stand in the, what they call the Jeffries tube. I put my hands over my head in a pose of complete surrender and said, go ahead, look in my pants with your machine. I have nothing to declare but my endowment. So I walked out and they said, all right, you're fine. You've done this before. And I said, I do it once a year. And they looked at me like, is that could be some kind of code or something. But they let me go anyway. And I walked up to my gate. And then I sat there for hours or something because I am chronically early. I am so afraid of travel and flying, but not the dying part. I'm afraid of being late. I don't know why that is. I'm afraid of missing something, like that feeling of missing a train, that feeling of missing a plane. Not necessarily anything more than that horrible disconcertion. Is that a word? I'm glad I brought this huge dictionary in my backpack. I sat there for a while, and finally I got on the small commuter plane that would bring me to Atlanta. Atlanta, I thought you were going to New Jersey. Oh, yes, but I was on Robin Hood's Barn Airline, and they like to take you, say, we're going to take you somewhere else first. It's like when you get in a car in high school and say, you're going to take me home, right? Yeah, but first we're going to rob a bank. Ooh. And that's what it's like. They put you, so I got on the airplane, very tiny little airplane, these commuter airplanes, because I don't know why they don't. Well, I guess it's a small airport, and they say, we're going to take you to a proper airport first, and then start the process all over again. So I got in the tiny airplane, and I sat in my tiny seat, and they board you in order of your class. So it's just like a caste system in India. So the Brahmin class, they'll say all gold medallion Brahmin first, then silver caste, then something premium. They'll do about five of these elite. They keep adding elite classes to make people feel better. Oh, yes, I'm in the elite copper bronze seating area. And then they announce zone one, which are the first of the non-elites, but they're allowed to sort of associate with the elites, and then the untouchables of zone two. And that's usually me, because I don't know how much you have to pay, and I don't really know how the seat, two seats in front of me, is really any better. I guess they hit the mountain first or something. I don't really understand why that's preferable, especially on a small plane. There's no special treatment or first class or anything. We all seem to be trapped in this small vessel, which is reminiscent of the Civil War submarine, the Hunley. That's how I felt. So should I sit sideways and turn a crank? But it was a little more pleasant than I thought, because the flight attendant was very charming. Every once in a while, you get a flight attendant who's got a bit of a spiel, and it's wonderful, and you say, oh, that really lightens up being trapped in this tube of disease and stifling humanness. And so Steve said, welcome, and then did a spiel about the oxygen mask. We'll put the designer yellow oxygen mask on your face, that kind of thing. Put it on a child's face first in the event of a crash, and then it can watch you perish. So yeah, I went through all that. It was very relaxing. I sat there. They bring a little cart down the aisle. And they say, would you want water or Fresca? I say, can I have, this is crazy, but could you mix them up? It's called a Tom Arnold. So, okay. No, they won't do that for you. And they only give you half a can. So we're saving the other half of the can. I guess what happens is Zone 1 gets the top of the Fresca. And everybody else, you get the Fresca after it's sitting there and something's dropped in it. But that's all right for me. I like to be that. I don't want to be special. I don't mind. So as soon as they pour it, then they reverse time and they back up and they go, when you give.